Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Monet. It's great to be here once again.
And I'm Tom's co-host, Monet Kelso. We're here tonight to bring you to a moment in time that you probably never dreamed would come in your lifetime, where wellness can be done in a world of invisible energy. But we're not going to get crazy with it right now because we have two guests tonight. One of them is a doctor, Dr. Greg, and he is going to break it down for you from a physician's perspective, from a healthcare practitioner's perspective, and you're going to get to hear firsthand how the future of wellness is here today, right now. Because for 25 years, Tom Palladino did rigorous research based on the work of Nikola Tesla. And what did Nikola Tesla discover, Tom, that you built your research on?
Nikola Tesla is known as being the father of AC electricity, but he should also be known as the father of scalar energy. At the latter part of his career, Nikola Tesla worked almost exclusively with scalar energy, and he really is the, if you will, the introducing party to this new and exciting energy, scalar energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he was able to pull, I know for a fact, out of the atmosphere, he was able to pull power and was powering up huge towers that were shooting out lightning bolts. So ladies and gentlemen, this scalar energy is real. And we're going to let you hear firsthand from a healthcare practitioner's perspective. And then also we have another guest who has had a tremendous personal experience in her own life with this amazing newfound energy. Now, Tom, with this equipment that you built, how do people get treatments?
It's very simple. Scalar energy is everywhere. And my instrument is able to pick up that energy. It permeates the universe. In so doing, I have found that scalar energy is also responsible for the holographic universe. In other words, I can treat people through this hologram, through this matrix, if you will. I only need a photograph of a person in order to treat them. Why? Because any photograph represents that person's light signature. Hence, when I'm treating people with scalar energy, I access that hologram, and in so doing, I can treat a person by virtue of the fact that a photograph of a person has a light source to it. And that light source allows me to access that person through this matrix, through that hologram. All I need is a photograph of a person, and I can send energy to that person.
Well, you know, Tom, it's really not that much different than the little chip that's in a cell phone that knows how to pick up your phone call out of thin air. It is an identifier just the same as that chip. And really, it shouldn't seem so strange because light is really the beginning of all things. But even before light, Tom, was scalar. Isn't that true?
That's correct. We look at scalar energy, and essentially it's a direct expression from the Creator. Hence, scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. Scalar energy sets everything in motion. It really is the cause of all activity in the universe.
And it's an organizing field, and none of your clients have ever had negative side effects, right, Tom?
That's correct. And why do we say that? Because scalar energy is from the sun, from the stars. It actually is the life force energy. It is pure, divine energy. There is no pollution associated with scalar energy. It's perfect energy. It is source energy. It's really going to change the way we look at our lives. It will certainly change the course of history for the better.
Well, we have on line two with us Dr. Greg, and we're so honored to have you. Thank you so much for joining the Divine Energy Radio Show.
Thank you so very much. It's my absolute pleasure to be here with you this afternoon and to see if I can add a little bit of educational piece of my experiences with Tom's particular device and with scalar in general. Would you like to know a little bit about me so I can
sure.
give you a little bit of background for the audience? I think that's
absolutely. Please give us your background, Dr. Greg. We're fascinated.
Okay, I'm a 62-year-old fella who went through Yale University as an undergraduate and then went to medical school in Charleston, South Carolina, and thereafter went on to Baylor College of Medicine, where I did my training to be a physical medicine and rehabilitation specialist. And that was in Houston, Texas. That field, the physical medicine portion, is the type of doctor who works with all of the electrical equipment. Heat, cold, all of the modalities. So I was fairly familiar with all aspects of electromagnetic energy. I started my practice in 1986, and by 2004, I was winding things down because I wanted to relocate to Honolulu area where my beloved was, and I became interested in scalar energy. And I was introduced to scalar, and actually on my 52nd birthday in March of 2004, I found myself at a conference in Kiev where inadvertently I ended up being one of the keynote speakers at that event regarding scalar, okay?
That's interesting. Was Constantine Mile there?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Oh, neat. How neat.
You know, and I was really quite wet behind the ears with regard to my knowledge that they are so much further along than we are here in the States, and especially as a conventional MD allopathic track type of person as I had been. So at any rate, I had a wonderful time as a speaker being educated by the audience.
Wow. That is amazing. But, you know, sometimes that's what pushes us into a realm of experiencing kind of a new level of connection.
Absolutely true. And at any rate, I progressed on and transferred my activities, closed down my clinical practice in Houston in 2010, and October, and came to Hawaii, and really have had a fairly low profile doing other types of altruistic activities that I'm involved with. And I'll fast forward a little bit in that scalar came back into my awareness, and I was introduced to Tom about, I'd say, almost 6 months ago. And what I have learned that about what he is doing and the advances he has made, the devices I knew about were very, very expensive, required people to go and be somewhere at a specific time for a specific duration, and it was an exceptionally cumbersome piece of equipment to maintain, la, 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 all that good stuff. And then I found out by looking at this and actually understanding and appreciating that Tom has made it so simple for all of us. All he needs is our photograph, which carries our resonance, and then he has set up his threefold treatment program, which now has 55,000 pathogens in his library of treatment sessions, somewhere on the order, Tom, you'll correct me, just under 270 nutritional components, and then a standard chakra treatment energetic program that treats, yes. So I jumped in and said, hey, I got to get into this, and I'll talk first about my experiences.
Well, doctor, we have to take a really quick break, and then we want to come back and we want to hear all about your stories with scalar energy. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick with us on the edge of your seat. Call someone. Tell them to come and listen. We'll see you on the other side. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino. And we're here with Dr. Greg from Hawaii, and we're so honored to have him as a guest. And Dr. Greg was blessed enough to meet Constantine Meil and actually speak at a lecture and a functional conference in Kiev. And truly, doctor, in Russia and Eastern Europe and even in Germany, they are so far advanced in their understanding of energy medicine and have been using it a lot longer than we have. And that's why we're so stoked to have Tom and his amazing innovation. So please tell us some stories from your practice.
I'll be delighted to do so. And the one of the things is, you know, as a physician, it was important for me to always know that you can do no harm. That's, you know, part of our little oath that we take at the very beginning. What I love about Scalar is that there is no way that anything adverse can happen. It works in conjunction with any and all aspects of conventional treatment and any and all of the alternative fields. And I've studied acupuncture and the other fields, so I feel very comfortable in making that statement. Now, with that said, as I mentioned, I'm 62, and I started my treatments, and one of the first things that many people report, and I personally experienced, was a change in my sleep pattern and quality. The pattern for me actually initially, and that has varied over the last 6 months or so, initially it was I did not require more sleep, I required less sleep. And then over time, I found periods and episodes where I was doing tremendous amounts of energetic expenditures, in that I am a open ocean water swimmer in races that are 4 and 5 miles long and things like that. So, and doing training on a daily basis. So whatever it was that I required, I found that my body was being guided to have that length of sleep. With regard to the quality, what I found was my dreams were different, often much more vivid. The content, I've been a meditator, student of Jose Silva since 1980, and so on. I've done many, many different forms of meditation over the years and have been very consistent in my practice. So I found that my sleep pattern and my quality of thought, now that's something that's really hard to discuss for those folks who aren't engaged, but with those who are engaged in awakening and meditation, focus, attention, and concentration, I found exponentially were expanded when I had Scalar treatments with Tom, and that continues at this time. So the first now, thing, so, comment?
Go ahead.
From
I'm
you?
Sorry,
question?
Doctor, go ahead.
Question? No?
Well, I was wondering, doctor, don't you think that one of the mitigating factors is right now the amount of microwaves and toxic EMFs that we're being exposed to, and that the Scalar helps to restore the coherence that those toxic waves are robbing us from?
Absolutely. I concur with you. And I have seen studies, not necessarily through Tom's work, but other Scalar studies that – particularly if you have around where the Scalar energy is being generated, that the effects of electromagnetics goes down dramatically. So that isn't quite so that I would say that close to where Tom's using has his very specialized equipment, those areas. And I agree, electromagnetics are the one of the primary issues with health, wellness for us as humanity at this point in time. We jumped into stuff that we don't know very much about. We've been using electromagnetic, especially the electrical aspect of that, and those are very disruptive forces. Scalar is not. Scalar takes things that are in chaos and brings them into coherence. That is a huge, huge advantage. So, yes, Scalar is very important to have on our planet and being amplified in its in its sites of generation and those of us who can carry that forward. So that's how I would answer that question.
That is so true. And but also because of the method that Tom developed, I think he's actually projecting some of that energy directly to each client. I think time will only tell, but and so there is a protective effect going on.
I sense that. I would rather have Tom comment on that than myself, but my personal experience is from other scalar exposures that what you speak of is absolutely true. We all generate scalar to whatever degree we can, and by having constant treatment interventions, multiple treatment interventions by Tom's different modalities on a daily basis, that can only be beneficial for humans. Only be beneficial. Now
that
I'm going to digress.
Go now ahead, please, Doctor.
Now I'm going to digress to some of the nitty-gritty stuff that I had personally experienced. One of the first things, as I said, I'm a swimmer. I'm in the ocean. I'm out in the ocean 2 hours, 3 hours a day, exposed to sunlight. And I know that Tom has the astaxanthin in the nutritional package, which is very protective of skin with regard to UV. At any rate, I do very, very well in the largest organ in the body that everybody in the world can see on me is my skin. And I have found some of the following things have happened. I had some long-term skin lesions that were on my forearm and on my chest, and those are resolving.
Wow.
Just plain cleaning up. Now, if I went to one of my dermatology friends, he would have clearly suggested to me that I have those removed. And I have chosen not to do that. Using myself as a guinea pig, and I'm hoping in the not too distant future to be able to show Tom some before and afters with regard to how this shift is in process.
So you really had some kind of advanced sun damage going on in your skin, and you're saying that you are noticing that it's reversing.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Yeah. Absolutely true. I have also had some little skin tags on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, lots of people do. These weren't necessarily warts, but skin tags. Like I said, I'm 62. Some of these little rascals popped up in my late 50s, and they're falling off. They just...
Really?
The core comes out, and they fall off. And I find that to be cool. And I had a wart on the back of my right heel that now you see them, now you don't, because it just plain's gone.
Wow.
Another thing that I thought was really fascinating was I had been to a dermatologist some years ago, and back on the nape of my neck, he had done a little bit of surgical work, did a cut out and biopsied and got all the margins that he wanted with a squamous cell event. And he sewed me up, and this has been 12 years ago. I woke up the other day, and there was a little bit of blood on my pillowcase. And I said, what the heck is that all about? Lo and behold, I researched further. And one of the quote unquote absorbable sutures had been spit out by my body.
Wow.
And I just said, oh, that's pretty cool. So that's to me is quite an interesting event. Coincidence, perhaps. I don't really think that is the case, however.
That's very profound. That is very profound.
And I'll go a little further. I just came back 3 days ago from my first visit back to Houston in 4 years. And I went to a wedding. And I got to the wedding. And I saw friends whom I hadn't seen, obviously, in 4 years. And they all remarked, Greg, oh, my God, what a transformation. What are you doing? And I said, well, I swim a lot. They said, no, what are you doing for your skin? What are your skin treatments? And I'm thinking to myself, what are my skin treatments? Well, I'm probably doing some of the harshest things you could possibly
yeah.
do.
Sun, salt water.
Exactly. And I said, you know, I do not use any toiletries, ointments, or creams. I drink a lot of water for hydration for many, many reasons. But they granted, I have a much easier lifestyle now than I did while I was in Houston and practicing. Howsoever, I'm 35 pounds lighter and as vibrant. And there's something about my skin because one of the dermatologists who was at this very fancy event came up to me and said, no, Greg, you got to tell me, what is it that you are using? Your skin's just radiant. And I said, well, I'm doing some things with scalar energy. And they said, oh, that same stuff you used before you left. And I said, yes. I said, but it's come a long way since I last spoke with you. And so my thoughts are very clearly the scalar energy, the nutritional aspect of things is definitely improving my physical well-being and appearance.
Well, Doctor, we're going to take another really quick break, and then we want to come back and hear about some of your cases in your practice. Would that be okay?
That's fine, yes.
Awesome. We'll catch you, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're here with research scientist Tom Palladino and physician Dr. Greg from Honolulu, and he is telling us the most amazing things about his professional and personal experience with scalar energy. And he's actually very educated on scalar energy, has been to international conferences with the top researchers in the world. And he's here with us tonight. We're so honored to have you, Dr. Greg. Please continue with your stories about your case studies.
Well, I will go into case studies. I have a really, really favorite person. She is quite senior in age. She hasn't quite made it to 90 yet, but she's up there. So she's, I wouldn't want to incorrectly state, but probably 88 at this point. And she had been the leader of the pack. She had a group of women that she just adored, and they adored her, and she was guiding them every which way, and all of a sudden she started to slow down, not just a little bit, but a lot, from being the leader of the pack, taking the, you know, getting everybody together to do their bus tours in and around Honolulu, out to the different sites, going out and looking for the birds and doing some bird watching, as well as heading to the Arboretum, etc. She just sort of declined and had the dwindles. And I said, hey, you know, I have this thing. I'd really like you to do this and see if you could play with this scalar energy. And she said, well, what the heck? Okay. So lo and behold, I got her started on this. And one of her underlying pathologies that she had developed during the course of her life was diabetes, and she was on oral hypoglycemics. And one of the things that she reported as she was doing less and less, she became more and more obstipated. That's a nice way of saying not full constipation, but the gut had slowed down tremendously for her. And sometimes that goes along with diabetes and decreased GI motility, et cetera. And I said, why don't you start on this thing? And lo and behold, she came back to me to see me in follow-up and I visited with her in about 6 weeks' time. She says, "Oh my God, Dr. Greg, I'm back. And all my friends are back. I feel wonderful." We watched her A1Cs, which really surprised me that there was a change in only 6 weeks' time, because usually it requires about twice that amount of time for an A1C to stabilize, which is a blood test we use for testing people's blood glucoses for diabetes.
Yes.
And hers moved back into the normal range. And she very proudly told me, "And oh, by the way, Dr. Gerber, I don't have any problems with my bowels anymore." She says, "I'm Johnny on the spot every morning. I drink my water like you suggested as I first awaken. And lo and behold, things deliver like they're supposed to."
And that's, you know, a lot of the young people might not relate to this, but as we get older, things like this become major life events. I actually had a family member that had to go to the hospital because of that situation not working out. You know, she's 90 years old, but that's the last thing you want to do is to have to go there. So this is a wonderful thing for our seniors. I mean, she feels young again, doesn't she?
Yeah, she says, "I'm back. I'm the leader of the pack." And so she's out, you know, engaged in activities at least 3 days a week now, where she had knocked it down to one. And she can tell me. She was one of the ones who was able to tell me, "I don't know what's going on with my sleep, but I had been getting really sleepy, and I was a sleepyhead before this thing. I'm not a sleepyhead anymore." And she says, "And the other thing I can tell you is the kids call this stuff, what do they call it when your brain doesn't work? Some mush brain." She says, "I don't have no mush in my brain anymore."
Oh, that is so wonderful.
So, you know, brain fog would have been something that someone younger would have said, but nope, as a senior, she said mush brain. Because I guess she must have been brought up on that morning breakfast known as mush.
As mush. Well, Tom, you find that in a lot of your clients, don't you? The mental clarity.
We do. And why can we say that? Remember, scalar energy is intelligence. And when we are working with scalar energy and treating people with scalar energy, it really does impart intelligence upon the body. Well, in this immediate case, it seems to in some way clear, as we have stated, mental fog. It seems to clear that uncertainty that people have. It does seem to abet mental clarity. Exactly how that works, well, I'm still at a loss myself. Why? Scalar energy is an infinite intelligence, and it seems to indeed reprogram the mind in many ways.
Well, we've also noticed that people with depressive disorders, anxiety disorders, really kind of any kind of disruptive emotional imbalance, the scalar energy helps to bring the order and restore order. And so, of course, the mind being part of the body ends up getting that benefit. And so we've had so many testimonies of people being able to taper off of their psych meds because they didn't need them anymore. And they did that with the guidance of their doctor, and they're doing great, and their mood has balanced and improved. And have you had other patients, Dr. Gred, that have noticed the same benefit?
Oh, absolutely. The cognition aspect, the lifting of the affect, has been very, very evident. I have groups of seven, and I have team captains for my groups of seven to help me keep things in order with these groups. And one of the pictures that just came 5 days ago as this group was continuing was that a PS came to me from the captain. "Look at Lily. Look at her old picture. Look at this one. The picture doesn't lie. She's brand new, and I love her more." Because
wow.
You could look and see this dour-faced woman, and then where she is now. And she was just radiant. It was very cute. And, you know, that wasn't my observation. That was the team captain who's around this woman, whom I don't see very often. So it was very fascinating for me. So, yes, absolutely true.
Oh, that's so neat. You have scalar teams and team captains.
Yes.
That is so great. So what are some of the other things that some of your patients have been enjoying as a result of scalar energy?
Some of the other things that I've seen are along the lines of neuropathic pain as related to diabetes. People get pins and needles in their feet. Some say pins and needles, some say burning. It's what we call in medicine dysesthetic. Covers everything. This is not good. So DYS, dysesthetic, doesn't feel good. And in dysesthesia type aspect. So anyhow, I am finding that many of my people are having this. I cannot explain it. And in that, other than perhaps it's through the nutritional aspect and support of the nerves right now, getting the correct nutritional balance to the cells of the nerve so that they function again. I know that many of us know that neuropathy is very slow to respond to self-healing. When I was in school decades ago, we were told that when a nerve was cut, it would never regrow. Well, now we know that it does, but we're talking about a millimeter a month. We're talking very, very minute and very, very slowly. And how to get those the nerves to interact correctly, to get the right signals, is the bane of I did a lot of work with spinal cord injury and peripheral nerve injuries. It was the bane of our existence. Now we know things about nerve growth factor now and things like that, and it's getting better. Howsoever, I'm quite fascinated to see shifts therein on an ongoing basis with the groups that I'm working with. So that would be one of the examples that comes to mind. And I guess the other examples that I see are people who have gut disease and Crohn's disease, significant candidiasis. It only makes sense that as we eliminate the pathogens and they are disassembled, that the capacity of the gut to reestablish its normal flora, especially if we do the right nutritional things to enhance that, fermented foods and things of that nature. I'm finding that people who have had problems along those, and that really, really, when you have gut disease, it really disrupts your lifestyle.
Absolutely. Doctor, we have to take an, I'm sorry to interrupt, we have to take another really quick break, but we want to talk more about this disassembling when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and Dr. Greg from Honolulu. And we're so honored to have Dr. Greg with us, and he's just been a plethora of eye-opening information, amazing observations and insight about the power of scalar energy and some of the wonderful things that are happening in his life and in the lives of his patients that are receiving these scalar energy treatments. So, Doctor, you were just mentioning that when the scalar energy disassembles pathogen, it gives the body a chance to work on itself and restore it's homeostasis, and you were even talking about gut flora being restored. If people were to give some time to getting the acidophilus back in with fermented foods, it's so easy to make fermented vegetables at home, everyone. I recommend something called the Perfect Pickler. It just makes it so easy. You can do it at home. The kids love it. It's a great way to get vegetables down, kids. And then also through your yogurt and your kefir water. And so you've been seeing reversals with Crohn's disease and celiac, Doctor?
More with Crohn's than with celiac, but the answer is yes. And it was surprising to me that it occurred, but I didn't have much time, actually I believed it, but they were more surprised than I was. these are chronic diseases that are quite disabling. And these weren't new cases. These are, I don't usually get the easy folks to come to see me.
Sure.
I usually get the ones who have been a bit challenged for a while. So yes, yeah. I have seen that.
Well, oftentimes people with Crohn's cannot even leave their house.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's
it's very
among
disabled.
Just not being able to eat anything that they like. And it goes on and on, and severe pain. And so what a wonderful release. And also how blessed they are to have an alternative MD to really, watch both sides of the situation for them, to open them up to the wisdom and understanding of how to care for their bodies, and giving them this amazing opportunity to enjoy scalar wellness, and then having that backup of your extensive and prestigious medical background. Your patients are very blessed.
Well, thank you. I was brought here for service, so that's this is where I am at this time. Yes.
And so what other things? How about pain, weight loss, hormones? How about hot flashes, anything like that?
I have had some changes with people with hot flashes, and that has been quite rewarding for them. I have not used with my group very much of the hormones. That just hasn't been something that I've brought forward with my current clientele. That just hasn't really been too large an issue. I just started and said, "Hey, look, let's do the basic," and I've been blessed that people seem to be doing quite well with that. Now, I do have one or two people who are engaged and just started with the fat. I personally have been with the fat, and I found it to be a really unique not unique, but an interesting response myself. I don't have that much extra body fat on me because of my exercise regimen, but I do eat copious amounts of food still. I imagine in time I will cut down once I stop exercising quite as rigorously. But one of the things that I noticed almost immediately was I'm a physician, so I'm going to be a little graphic. My bowel movements shifted in quantity, quality, and they started to float.
That's a good sign.
And I've discussed this with Tom on another occasion, and it has to do with lipase and the availability of lipase in the gut. And changes in intestinal flora, et cetera, et cetera. But I really think it has the fat floats. I mean, that's one of the things we know is that fat floats.
So that means you're getting rid of it then?
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. My body in any of the places where it still had storage of fat, and you have to remember that we see the fat on the outside of our bodies. And that's important fat, but that's not the killer fat. It's the
right.
fat around your organs, that your core fat, that you don't see until you finally get down to the last 20 pounds or 15 pounds. That's when you start seeing it. But you don't understand how important it is to have that fat metabolism boosted up. If you see that on the scale, or and we've changed the, if you think you're 15 pounds overweight, please understand you probably have another 15 to 25 pounds inside your body that you don't see that's also fat.
And that's burdening the organs severely.
Absolutely. Making them work really hard. And yes, yep. And, you know, obviously it can cause wreak havoc around the heart, kidneys, and it's just not good to have sitting right next to your peristaltic waves that are supposed to be going through your gut. So there are many, many issues. I don't even want to talk about fatty liver disease and things of that nature. Those are all major things that as this fat is dissolved and you know, granted it takes time, that is not a scale. It's the introduction of the correct components to the cells to facilitate, and Tom can correct me if I just misspoke, that I think is so important. And nutrition in the United States, you brought out the electromagnetic. Well, nutrition in the United States and is deplorable. I'll just put it that way.
It really is. That's one of the crucial things as well. People don't realize because they're overweight that they're actually malnourished.
Right, right.
And that's one of the reasons they keep eating, because they're not getting the nutrients that they actually need and their body is craving.
Yes. And what's so remarkable about scalar, okay, is that the scalar energy is intelligent and it puts the nutrients into the cells where they need to be. One of the major problems for us as human beings is getting those nutrients to the right place. There are things that are called cell membranes around every freaking cell, and then there are membranes around the components of the cell, getting those nutrients where they need to go through scalar without having to diffuse through membranes is remarkable. I used to lecture about scalar, and one of the possible mechanisms of scalar was that it allowed the cell membrane to go back to its normal state so that there's an energy gradient across the cell membrane that certain gates were being hypothesized to open so that the scalar energies and the nutrients could go through. I am more and more convinced that Tom is correct, that the membrane is no longer an issue, that the intelligence of scalar places the nutrients at the location where they are most utilized and best utilized by the human.
By the divine intelligence of scalar.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we've got to take another really quick break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with another testimonial. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino, his co-host Monique Kelso. We're here with Dr. Greg from Honolulu. What a great show, Doctor. Thank you so much. We're going to have Susan come on real quick and give us her story, but we would love you to stay with us and comment.
I will stay. I'll be right here.
Oh, that is so great. Susan, are you with us?
You bet. I'm right here.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. Have you been able to hear Dr. Greg?
I did. I did hear some of it.
Isn't it exciting? And so let's hear, you know, you get to now testify in front of a physician about your personal scalar experience. So go for it.
You know, the most fascinating thing for me is that I met Tom just a few weeks ago, and I have a TV show called Evolution Revolution, and Tom is going to be my guest, so I'm very aware of outside-the-box solutions, though I was not aware of this one. And it was about 2 weeks after you started working on me, that I suddenly had flu symptoms, which, thanks to Tom, lasted 15 minutes, because I contacted Tom and I said, I'm about to get on a plane to Florida in 2 days. I'm visiting my 96-year-old stepfather. I cannot get on a plane sick and I can't get off a plane sick. Well, you know, what can you do to help? And he said, I've just worked on you and in 15 to 20 minutes, you will have no symptoms. And I've got to tell you guys, In 15 minutes, my nose stopped running. I had no aches. I had no symptoms at all. I felt fantastic.
You know, doctor, have you noticed that these new flu strains are super fast moving?
Yes. I mean, yes. The the mutation rate of the viruses involved are remarkable, and it's also we've had the conventional. If people are using the vaccination, we missed the mark this year, big time.
Right. So once they start rolling, Susan, it's like if you hadn't had a quick intervention. I mean, they get rolling so quickly, and who is ever...
Well, I have more to tell you. I have more to tell you.
Oh, please continue.
So I traveled to Florida. It's a five-hour flight from California, and I was perfectly healthy when I got off the plane, and I was perfectly healthy for the week that I was there. I was in a seminar. The room was freezing. I was there for 4 hours before I finally decided to just get out of there, and I stayed healthy. Again, I stayed healthy the whole time. Then we went to Disney World, and I was completely healthy, and that was amazing because we were near people online for, you know, hours and hours and hours. Then I came back on the plane, again, 5 hours on the plane, perfectly healthy. I've been back for a week. I'm working 12-hour days to make up for the time that I lost, completely healthy. But the only thing I have to say, because of your show, I just heard about the reduced fat benefits of Scalar.
Yes.
Tom, please, can I raise my hand? I ate so much when I was in Florida. So please feel free to make me into that guinea pig, too. And, you know, because I'm on TV all the time, I got plenty of pictures that cannot be retouched of what I look like. So I'm happy, happy, happy to look much smaller the next time.
Okay, that's a done deal, as they say.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. And, Tom, I cannot thank you enough for doing the work you do, bringing it to the world. And, again, I'm going to do everything humanly possible to tell everybody I know and more about this.
Thank Wonderful, you. Susan. That is awesome. Now, doctor, don't you think this might be valuable in case of a pandemic situation?
Clearly. The capacity to disassemble viruses, I don't like to use the word hate. There's no reason for viruses to be on this planet. Some people think it advances our evolution. Well, yeah, it does. It advances our evolution by having people leave the planet. However, I am vitriolic about my disdain for Tom's larger term, pathogens. They do not enhance the human existence as I see it. So I totally concur that being able to identify these things early on, and that was one of the keys in Susan's experience.
Yes.
She had a low volume of viruses that was just beginning to announce itself with some form of symptomatology. Tom was able to put her into the pathogenic cleanse. I'm sure he did all three, but I bet he started with the pathogenic cleanse.
I did.
And wiped those little rascals out. And then the other thing, you know, then he was likely would follow with the, I don't know what order he would have done it, but I suspect that he would have done chakra next just to carry her through. And it just made perfect sense to me. Her story is when you can catch it early, you know, and what Tom is teaching us is the reason for us to stay on treatment and intervention is because we are bathed in nasty viruses on planet Earth at this time, and being able to knock out 55,000 of them is a huge advantage. When I started, I think we were close to 14,000. Now he's gotten up there, and he's almost quadrupled that in a matter of months. And my evidence of that is something that Tom brought to my attention on, is that my sputum is now clear. Mm-hmm. I have sputum. Yes, indeed, I do have sputum, but my sputum is clear. Now, that's with the exercise and the water and fairly decent diet and all the other meditation and things that I do. Howsoever, the biggest, that's a big difference, is to have the phlegm just come up and say, "Ooh, that's nice." And I'm being the scientist, I'm more than willing to spit to see what it looks like.
Well, you swimmers have to do that because you get a lot of stuff going on up there, and you're so I lived in Hawaii, doctor, and I miss home so much, and so we're all thinking about you right now, and
well,
we're so
you.
Glad you came on our show and shared your wisdom and your case studies and your personal experience. You really brought an aspect of scalar to us tonight that I think our listening audience is going to find extremely valuable. Susan, thank you so much. We're so excited you're going to put Tom on TV. We want everybody to know how wonderful this is, that the future of wellness is here today. And Tom, thank you so much for bringing this to the world and for joining us tonight in the radio.
My pleasure, Monet. Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure, Tom. God bless you for all you are doing, and may it grow and grow exponentially.
We will.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time at the Divine Energy Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, research scientist Tom Palladino.